Hi, this is Liz Fox at Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. Schools are back in session, and students seem to be taking cues from the ocean, like sardine schools that dart about seemingly in unison, or orca pods knocking a seal off an ice floe. Whether evading predators or hunting prey, groups of ocean animals investigate their surroundings, communicate, and cooperate their response to ensure the pack's well-being. And now on Alameda Island in the San Francisco Bay, human students do it too, because saving the ocean might help save us. Through NOAA's Ocean Guardian program, students district-wide study environmental science and apply the lessons to their shoreline backyards that are overrun with invasive fennel and Russian thistle. They remove it, sow marsh gum plants in their place, and report back to the herd through presentations to other classes, parents, and district administrators, and at community fairs. Besides the skills they learn conducting science and communicating it, they're building ocean conservation into their personal identities, and it's infectious. Jennifer Hardigan is the Lincoln Middle School teacher who helped bring the program to Alameda in 2013. Her students practice their presentation, and by the end of the year, the whole school knows what the Ocean Guardians are up to.
And I love seeing them grow with that. Some students are really interested in taking that challenge.
And this year, the Alameda Unified School District opened the Ocean Guardian program to elementary and high school classrooms. It's California's second school district to adopt the program, which has grown from a local culture of environmental stewardship and created more. It helps a lot that Alameda is also in a statewide program for environmental literacy. Alameda found that the state's blueprint to help connect students to their local environment coincides nicely with the Ocean Guardian curriculum. Seabury Nakbar is at the nexus of the movement. She directs the Ocean Guardian program that she started in 2010 and sits on the committee to design the state's environmental literacy vision.
And we've seen over and over again that, you know, when kids are provided the opportunity, the knowledge, the resources, and the support to make differences, they do. They step up to the plate.
So 3 weeks into the year in a Hardigan's Ocean Guardian class, 7th and 8th grade students brainstorm designs for t-shirts that they'll wear throughout the year. As the young teens clicked and dragged clip art and developed slogans, silence fell over the lab classroom, replacing the awkward jitteriness of lunch period just minutes before. And then oohs and ahs followed the design reveal, and Hardigan reminded students that the final t-shirt would be a group effort, taking bits and pieces of what everyone likes best to create a single logo. And although a shirt may seem like a simple garment to identify Ocean Guardians, it and the program it represents become part of the youth's character.
Middle school student is very open to new ideas. So I think if we can connect with them and light a fire at this age, then we can hope to teach the next generation about conservation, about preservation, about the hard work that has to be done.
Hardigan says she watches the kids' passion for the environment grow with their understanding, and she's got company. Over 7 years, Nakbar has also witnessed the transformation in many of the nearly 48,000 students who have participated in the program.
And we see that connection made. The kids are like, oh, I get it. I understand that I'm on this little creek, and that this creek is going to flow to a river, and the river is going to flow to the bay, and the bay is going to flow to the ocean. It opens up their perspective.
But as ocean science demands, Nakbar wanted data that show the yearly difference Ocean Guardians make. She's tallied the numbers for the life of the program, including more than 400,000 single-use plastic bottles that were spared, or more than 300,000 square feet of non-native plants removed. Besides curriculum support, the Ocean Guardian program provides grants, more than $800,000 to date, to help schools implement their vision. One school was able to buy a new dishwasher to end styrofoam tray use in the lunchroom. And grant funds are especially important for providing transportation and substitute teachers to low-income schools, Nakbar said.
Like a lot of these students, the schools that they're in can be less than a mile from the beach, but they haven't created that personal connection with the ocean environment, and we're providing them this blue mind.
Just getting the kids to the shore may set the ocean up for a brighter future. Researchers in Germany who study schools of fish recently observed individuals' actions and interactions more closely than ever before. Using high-speed cameras and computer models, they concluded that the group's well-being depends on many single creatures exploring, making connections, communicating, and cooperating. And that's an example of folks doing right by the ocean. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio, this is Liz Fox reporting in Alameda, California.